Well, I'm on the way to the match, the opening game of the season. Thank God we've got an opening game of the season. Damn it, I'm excited because of exactly that. Never mind the optimism of wondering what's going to happen. Just the fact that we've got a team. And hopefully, it looks like in a fortnight, we really will own our own team and have our team. It's an exciting prospect. It's an interesting prospect today, I think, of the Wrexham Cambridge game. Simply because we've got an undercooked team. We've got an underprepared team that's not had a proper pre-season. And I hope the adrenaline that the crowds can put into them will push them over the line, if you like, and help them out against the Cambridge side, which looks very young. Might be a good thing, because it might mean that they'll buckle under the pressure, or it might be a bad thing, because it might mean that they're physically equipped to overwhelm us if we get tired late on. I think Dean Saunders will have to be careful in how he uses his substitutions. But I'm optimistic, I'm hopeful. If not for the game today, certainly for the season. I think as things bed down, I think we've got a good squad. I think needs a couple of additions. Dean Saunders knows he needs an extra centre-back. But, you know, it's shaping up well. Chris Maxwell coming back is a hell of a bonus. I mean, really, to have Maxwell around is wonderful because he's, as far as I'm concerned, the best keeper in the conference. And in attack, we've refreshed our options. It'll be interesting to see how Spate and Rice get on. They've certainly combined well in pre-season. Rice is prodigious in the air. So hopefully we'll be able to get something going from them as well. And I think as the season goes on, and of course Saunders will be able to use the loan market too, Glenn Little's come in, and I think Little's a player to have a serious look at. I like Little. He looks a class act in the pre-season games, and I think he could play a real role. Just interesting looking at McConnor's key. Okay, he's playing in a central holding role because his technique's so much better than the other players, but there were occasions when he did go out wide, and that trademark quality of cross that he used to have, that was still there. He put some lovely balls in, apart from the chip for the goal, which everyone I've spoken to is not sure whether it's a fluke or deliberate. It was a very tight angle, but it looked to me like he actually did chip it. And I'm a terrible one for always saying it's a fluke or someone scores from out on the wing, but I don't know, I got the feeling he may have intended that. But he's a player who can deliver from wide positions, and we've got Danny Wright up front, a player who can attack balls from those sort of positions. Last I remember having a real proper centre forward who attacked those sorts of balls and scored goals from them was Jim Steele back in the 80s. And since then, most of our target men have tended to be more focused on holding the ball up and winning knockdowns in the box and actually tearing into the box to head in crosses. I wonder if Wright could be the player who actually brings back that old Jim Steele technique. But anyway, whichever way it looks, I'm just glad we've got a game to enjoy today and a season to look forward to.